This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's opponents have reached a deal to form a new governing coalition, paving the way for the ouster of the longtime Israeli leader. The dramatic announcement by opposition leader Yair Lapid and his main coalition partner Naftali Bennett came moments before a midnight deadline and prevented the country from plunging into what would have been its fifth consecutive election in just over 2 years. Under the agreement, Lapid and Bennett will split the job of prime minister in a rotation. Bennett would serve the first 2 years, while Lapid would serve the final two. The historic deal also includes a small Islamist party, the United Arab List, which would make it the first Arab party ever to be part of an Israeli governing coalition. The agreement still needs approval by the Knesset in a vote that is expected to take place early next week. If it goes through, Lapid and his diverse array of partners will end the record-setting 12-year rule of Netanyahu. President Joe Biden says the United States needs to pull out all the stops to get more people vaccinated in coming weeks as he looks toward a self-imposed July 4th deadline, AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
His goal is to have 70% of Americans at least partially vaccinated by Independence Day.
We're at 63% of adults with one shot.
So the president's calling June a month of action, highlighting ways of making shots more appealing to those who've resisted them so far. They include free game tickets, free child care, and free beverages.
Anheuser-Busch announced that beer is on them on July the 4th.
The company says it'll buy everyone 21 and over a round of beer once the 70% goal is reached, part of what the president calls an all-American summer of freedom and joy. Sagar Meghani.